Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm sitting here with Dan Dugan of Sound Design. Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me for a few minutes.
You're welcome. The company actually is four words, Dan Dugan Sound Design.
Oh, very good. I tell you what, since we haven't got into it yet, let me just start that over from the top so I can make sure I say it correctly. All right. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm sitting here with Dan Dugan of Dan Dugan Sound Design. Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us for a few minutes this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So hopefully your show is going well.
Yeah, we've had really heavy traffic the last 2 days.
Yeah, that's a really good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious. I know you yourself are sort of a legend in the industry and with your amplifiers. Can you tell me a little bit about what sets you apart from any other amplifier manufacturer?
Well, I don't make amplifiers. I make automatic microphone mixers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used in situations like this one. You could use it on our two microphones. The automatic mixer, when I'm talking, would turn your microphone down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talked, it would turn your microphone up and turn mine down. And if we interrupt each other, it would share the gain between us.
Mm-hmm.
So that the room sound, the room tone in the recording or broadcast would stay constant. It's like it'll sound like handing a microphone back and forth between us.
Very nice. Makes it much easier on the people in my seat. So I know you have a full line of products out right now. Nothing specifically new for ISE 2019. But what do you have on the horizon? Are you casting any nets in any particular direction?
Well, we're looking for new products to design, and we invite our customers or would-be customers to make suggestions if there's something you want. It has to do with automatic mixing. We're all ears.
Okay. Very good. So for the people here listening to the podcast that don't have the luxury of walking the floor, where could they find out more about you and your products?
Oh, our website, www.dandugan.com.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been making these automatic mixers?
Well, the invention is actually, I think, 45 years old.
Mm.
But it was kind of invisible for many years, and we've been making our current lines for about 10 years, our digital DSP
mm-hmm.
Mixers, which are kind of the perfection of the craft.
Okay. Very nice. So I'm curious, what prompted you to move into the world of automatic mixing?
Well, I was doing a very difficult job. I was designing sound for resident companies of Hair, the musical. This was in 1968, and it had many microphones, and that was before you could have a mixing console. Mixing consoles were hand-built for radio stations, TV stations, recording studios, but you couldn't go out and buy one, and so that show had some, I think, 34 microphones mixed on a rack of rotary knob mixers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can imagine with people running around the stage and 9 hand microphones and 16 area mics and
a lot
10 mics
for error there.
Yeah, yeah. So it was difficult to run. So I thought there ought to be some way to bring up the mics that you need and turn down the other ones without going crazy.
Yeah. So your product, I imagine, is quite scalable then, since you're talking about a situation here with, 30-some microphones. I would assume anywhere from 2 microphones to how many microphones?
Well, I don't know what the limit is, but people have done over 100.
Oh, wow. That is an insane amount. I couldn't imagine any one person wanting to manually have to mix that amount of microphones. Now, your mixers, they'll obviously adjust the level and gain of a particular microphone. Do you have any tailored features?
Well, actually, they don't. They're not volume levelers. Mm-hmm. They just do the job of queuing in, mm-hmm. going back and forth and finding the live mic and bringing it up instantly
mm-hmm.
and keeping the constant gain in the room so that when you're not talking, the gain gets spread between all the mics, and it still sounds like one mic, but it's actually all divided among all the mics. And then as soon as someone talks, the gain gets sucked to that one.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning. And for anybody that would like to check out more podcasts like this, you can listen to the Trade Show Minute and our full ISE coverage by visiting our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.